we don't know just how terrible skincare is, like the products. We just don't know. We don't even think about it. We look at like advertisements, or we look at what's in the store and we take it and we put it on our skin, and we just have no idea the depths of what we should really be educated about.
Welcome to Curing Confusion by Beauty Unknowns. We're a female-founded startup, and our team spans different ages, backgrounds, and skin types, but we all share the same concern: a shelf full of skincare products and no real results. This show is all about what products you should be using, why you should use them, and how to simplify your own skincare routine to achieve real, measurable results. So here's to curing cosmetic confusion, rooted in science, straight from the experts. Let's get to it.
Erin, thank you so much for being here. We're really, really excited to just share your unique story on this platform. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I love that you guys have continued to invite me to share about curing up confusion with people. So I just really appreciate the invite to be able to do that with you.
Yeah, of course. I think, I'm missing my counterpart, Yoella, today. In preparation, you know, we were chatting about how you have such a fresh perspective of skincare. And I think you come at the practice in such a different way than some of the other people that we've been talking to. So we're just excited to highlight that and kind of share with our audience another way to approach health and skin health and all of that. So without further ado, just for those listening, if you haven't gotten to know Erin on our platform, she is a doctor of acupuncture and oriental medicine with a specialty in cosmetic acupuncture. And if you don't exactly know what that is at first, then do not worry. She will definitely be explaining that over the next 20 minutes or so. But she's best known for her cellulite reduction therapy treatment, which is really has gained a lot of recognition in the industry. And she currently practices in Los Gatos, California. So thrilled again to have you. And, you know, before I do all the talking, I want to turn it over to you. And I'd love, Erin, for you to give us a brief overview of your career and why you've chosen this unique path.
Oh, thank you. I originally started out being pre-med when I was younger at UC Davis, and just decided I did not really want to give a pill for the ill. It was the late 90s, and Big Pharma was really kind of getting bigger and gaining momentum. And I was like, this is not where I want to go as far as medicine. So I graduated with a communications degree, and then years later discovered my footing as an acupuncturist. And I was like, this is it. I went to my first class, my first day, and I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be, you know? And so I just knew that that's what I was going to do. I was lucky enough to be in my early 30s at that point. I still went to a pretty lengthy amount of school to get my degree and to be a doctor of acupuncture and oriental medicine. But when I went in to do my doctorate program, I was originally going to do a thesis on skincare rejuvenation, like facial rejuvenation. And that part of acupuncture is sort of already proven. There's a lot of people out there doing facial acupuncture. And I started to take a turn into cellulite, and just found that women were volunteering by handfuls at a time to come in and be subjects for my clinical trial, which was awesome. And what I discovered through that was that not only could we heal back pain and fertility issues and all that, which is what we really want to see, right? We're still doctors, so we want to really heal the root problem, you know, what's going on with people. But then also we could get this other side of the token where we could, you know, address cosmetic stuff, which is really what gets women pumped, right? Because they want to get rid of their wrinkles and look younger and feel beautiful and, you know, feel sexy. So it was like, you could kind of do two things at one time. And that's sort of how my practice progressed.
So study communications, or you ended up with that degree. I think it's really real, you know, to kind of explain that transition, and you thought you wanted something and, you know, moved to something else. Can you kind of share how you came across acupuncture in the beginning?
I can. So it's actually a pretty good story. When I first went back to school, I worked for a really large corporation, and they laid me off right at the end of 2007 before 2008, which we all know is, you know, kind of a huge crash in really the economy in general. Yeah, the company laid me off and they gave me $5,000 to education. And I thought, well, shoot, if somebody's just going to give me money, I'm going to use it, you know, whatever it is. And so I got certified to be like a spin instructor. You could take any classes that led to some sort of employment. So I ended up going back to school full time, taking some prereqs just for any sort of medical class that I'd want to do. And I knew what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to go to like a 4-year program. I didn't want to have to take a huge test, and I didn't want to write a huge paper. Those, I was definitely sure of the things I did not want to do. And so I researched the respiratory therapy program. The nursing program was really impacted at the time that I went back. And I thought, you know what, I'll just go to this like 18-month certification program. You know, you get hired by a hospital, you get this great salary starting out, and like, bing, bang, boom, I'm done. You know, I have a career and I never really have to worry about anything or being laid off again, was what I thought in my mind. And I applied and got denied because it was so impacted that they were taking 40 people a year. And oftentimes they had people apply 2 or 3 years in a row to make sure that they really wanted it. And so I got denied and I thought, well, shoot, what am I going to do with myself now? Like, I'd kind of just banked on this. And because I was a full-time student at that point, and I was in yoga one day and I was feeling really just calm. And I thought, you know what? I'm sitting there in yoga class and I'm like, I think I want to be an acupuncturist. And so I came home from that class. I researched what that entailed. It's a 4-year program that you had to go. It's traditional Chinese, a master's in traditional Chinese medicine. So it was like not just 12 units, you know, a semester. They want you to take like 20 or 22. And I opted to go into the doctorate program. We aren't required to, but I decided to do it because I wanted to go all the way. Mm-hmm. Figured if I was already there, might as well go the whole way. Went into the doctorate program and ended up writing an 89-page paper on cellulite reduction therapy. Yeah. So it's like, I always tell people, be real careful what you say out loud, what you definitely don't want to do, because, you know, life is going to be like, oh, really? Let's see if you can face those challenges, you know? So it's like, here were the 3 things I didn't want to do. I did all of them, but 9 years later, you know, here I am.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's pretty amazing that, you know, your story from, you know, that point kind of not knowing what was next. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, you know, coming off of a recession, like, and getting laid off and, you know, having that stipend, it's like, now what? And I think it's really beautiful to see kind of what's come of that.
Like, what a fantastic time to go to school. You know, I just always thought, man, I'm so lucky I get to be a student right now, you know, which I think that the world today, again, a lot of people are kind of like, crap, what do I do now? You know, and it's like, it's such a great time to explore what I think what you really want to do as a career and what lights your heart on fire, because we have that space right now to be able to explore like what we really want to do without feeling like we're in the rat race every day of what we have to do.
Yeah. And I agree. Like, sometimes those moments of being centered, and, you know, you mentioned doing yoga or meditating or, you know, whatever that is for someone listening, but sometimes those moments when you have space and there's not the pressure to decide are when you can make those decisions. So I think that that's such an inspiring story. What was, you know, your health skin journey like, and did that kind of contribute to this realization and, you know, eventually going specializing in cosmetic acupuncture? I'm sure that that's been something that we're thinking about and we're cognizant of in your own skin journey.
I mean, here's the funny thing is that back in the day before I really got started on a skincare journey or like a skincare routine, was that I used a bar of soap to wash my face. And my mom, ever since I was young, really instilled good skincare habits. So I had been using eye cream since I was 18 years old, but I was using this bar of, you know, soap every day in the shower. And it wasn't until I got older that I learned how terrible a bar of soap actually is, that I thought, oh my God, this is what I've been using on my skin. Like, thank God my skin has been okay all these years. But I really struggled with acne when I was in middle school. Okay. And luckily I didn't have to ever do Accutane or anything like that. But it wasn't until I got older that I really started putting in place a skincare routine. And when you look at pictures from me before, I say like before Arbonne and after Arbonne, before Arbonne, my skin, even though it's clear, I'm not broken out, it's still very red. It's clearly very irritated. There's a lot of inflammation. And it's like, man, I thought I had good skin back then. And looking at it now, it's like, oh, you don't know what you don't know. But yeah, bar of soap. Bar of soap just needed a big change.
Yeah, you're definitely not the first expert that's kind of shared. I did not know what I was doing before until like, wow, look at this after result when I've had the training and I've had the knowledge.
When we talk about clearing confusion, I'm like, man, this is such a genius topic, because we don't know just how terrible skincare is, like the products there are out there. We just don't know. We don't even think about it. We look at like advertisements, or we look at what's in the store and we take it and we put it on our skin, and we just have no idea the depths of what we should really be educated about in putting this in what we're putting on our skin and in our body.
And I'm excited, you know, a little bit later on in this episode, we're going to talk about your routine and how you chose it. And I think you'll be able to share some really good best practices about, you know, picking and being a knowledgeable consumer. I think that's such an issue. Like you said, that's the core of what we're trying to cure. Before we move on to kind of looking at products and routines, I would love to hear, you know, your point of view on something that we've chatted about before. And that is this triad of the mind, gut, and skin connection. You know, you talked about how Oriental medicine in this career was a way for you to address health in a more holistic way, right? It wasn't just ill for the pill. It wasn't this acute, like, here's the problem, I'm going to address this one way and ignore the rest of the body. And I think that's so powerful and definitely relates to skin. And people can't just address their skin problems by a singular product or just by looking at the surface of their skin. So let's talk about this triad and what it is, and how total body health equals healthy skin.
It's funny to me because I always feel like I personally am like, oh man, the three are so important, but I didn't realize how much I really had been talking to my patients about it. Like, I think I talk about skincare. I think I talk about nutrition. I think I talk about like meditation and good mindfulness and all that. And I just had a patient the other day that said, oh my God, I couldn't stop talking to you about my friend. She's going to call you. You know, I have this girl who's doing the 30 day. She looks amazing. Like her skin, her hormones, everything's starting to balance out. And she goes, I just love the way that you're so complete with the body. She's like, I know you specialize in cosmetic, but she's like, you still talk about nutrition. You still talk about hormones. You still talk about how we need to be mindful every day and, you know, how we need to take a moment for ourselves. And every time I leave the room, when I leave the needles in with patients, they say, you know, this is the only half an hour you might get to yourself all week. Like, this is not the time to think about the to-do list, the grocery list, your kids' dinner, your spouse, whatever it is. This is your 30 minutes that you get this week to yourself. You know, we talk about body health, right? We talk about nutrition a lot, but we don't, and we talk about skin health, you know, a lot, but we don't talk about mind health, mental health, soul health. You know, we don't really address those as much. I think there's going to be more of a progression with it. We're in such an amazing time of change right now, you know, especially in the United States. It's like with everything going on, it's so easy to be overwhelmed by it. And what I keep telling people is I say, you know, it's so huge that this is the opportunity for a tipping point. So this is the point where we get to really think about the mind health, soul health in conjunction with the body health and skin health.
I think you're right. And I hope that, you know, people will be looking at health in a more like a complete way. I think there's no really better way to say that. As much as we're focusing on, you know, the skincare aspect of it, that, you know, needs to work in tandem with that mental health and with that, you know, nutritional aspect. And again, that mind, gut, and skin connection. Is that the three you use, mind, gut, and skin?
Yeah. Yep. Mind, gut, and skin. Cause I, you know, it's like meditation. Somebody had asked me one day, he's like, how often do you meditate? You know? And I was like, are you being serious? Or is that like a rhetorical question? He's like, no, how often do you do it? And I was like, every day. I meditate every day, because if I don't, then our minds get filled up with so much junk, you know, every day. And then it's like, if our mind is filled with junk, our body's filled with junk, it reflects into your skin. You know, all three really work hand in hand. And, you know, you can prove that by how many books are written, right, on personal growth. And, you know, getting your mind into the right place and developing these habits. So it's like, yeah, the three together are really, you need all pieces of those puzzle to really be, I think, in a healthy state, which is the ideal goal, right? We want to have healthy skin, but we also really want to have a healthy body and a healthy mind, because the glow comes from within.
I love
that. And a healthy mind, yeah, a healthy mind will definitely radiate more. You know, the eyes are the window to the soul. So it's like, if we're looking at people's skin, we're also looking at people's eyes. And we want to make sure that we're reflecting, you know, an overall health, you know, as a unity.
And I thank you for sharing your client story and, you know, how some anecdotes on people talking to you. I would like to kind of shift gears to hear more about your clients and kind of your practice in general. Can you tell us a little bit about why clients visit you? Like, what are the major concerns? If I was a mid 20-year-old, you know, why would I come to your practice?
You know, I think one of the things that kind of sets me apart a little bit in my career and what I've accomplished is that when I first started my business, I didn't buy over a practice and I didn't really join another practice and take it over. I started my business literally from scratch. So I opened my doors and I started marketing. I started advertising. I started reaching out to people that I knew. I tried to get them in. I created like a little, you know, wellness army of people that could go out and tell them how great their experiences were, how, you know, to give testimonials. And, you know, I really love what I do. I think that reflects very much in the medicine and how people feel. I love to listen to my patients. I love to chat with them. I love to talk about life. And I love having the amount of time, whatever amount of time I want to spend with my patients, I get to. So I don't have to live by like a time schedule of only getting 15 minutes or only having, you know, a very small amount of time. If I want to schedule more time with a patient, I totally have the freedom to do that. And then I think they also come in because they know that I'm so committed and passionate about what I do that they feel really, you know, trusting and confident that whatever they come in with, I'm going to address it and we're going to work on it. And I'm listening to them.
Yeah. The ability to empathize with your patients and, you know, develop a real relationship that's not commercialized, right? That's real and addressing their needs is so important. Can you tell us a little bit about the skin or cosmetic concerns that people have that lead them, you know, to your practice and how you're cosmetic acupuncture addresses those specific skincare concerns?
Yeah. So, I mean, facial rejuvenation with acupuncture is really, because people go, what is it? You know, I didn't even realize you could do facial rejuvenation with acupuncture. And it's really where, like, you hold so much emotion in your face, right? Like happiness, laughter, worry, crying, sadness. You know, there's a lot of emotion every day that we go through that gets held up in our skin and our face. And your skin is your largest organ, right? It's like directly goes into the, whatever you put on your skin directly goes in the bloodstream. And so I tell people, you know, that acupuncture is really to help soften up like that hardness of emotions where we've ceased the flow of skin, blood, and body fluids. So it's like you're really kind of introducing good circulation, like that rejuvenation of the plumpness of the skin, the vibrancy, the connectivity of elastin fibers and collagen. Like we're awakening that, you know, in your skin by creating that flow again that we've kind of like lost over time. And so I think that a lot of people come in, A, because they're starting to see like wrinkles. I mean, that's really the first thing is women start to see themselves age, right? And they're like, I don't want to see this aging face in the mirror. And I feel like it's only going to age more. B, people have sun damage because we didn't take care of ourselves when we were young. I just told my mom the other day, I said, you know what? It turns out all these years, you were right about sun damage. She was like, excuse me? She was like, are you telling me I was right? I was like, I am. I'm telling you that you actually knew what you were talking about. And then C, I think a lot of people come in with one of two issues when it comes to problems with their skin, acne, or they come in with melasma, like skin discolorations, whether it's from pregnancy, or sometimes people get skin discolorations from waxing. I really have something for everyone. So whether it's acne, whether it's skin brightening, whether it's anti-aging, whether you have sensitive skin, whatever it is, I have a very clean, environmentally sustainable product that is specifically tailored to your need. But it gives me this great wheelhouse and like toolkit to be able to address any skincare with something that I know is going to be healthy for them.
Okay. I just have to say it's so funny about the skin or the sun damage in your mom. That's just common. Yeah.
Totally. It was just, we had a really funny conversation. Every so often I'm like, man, mom, you did a really good job at parenting. She's like, excuse me? Are we recording this? You know? And I'm like, I'm really thankful for you. Yeah.
So true. And I'm glad you brought up the products because I do want to talk about your routine. And that's a great overview. I think it's really helpful to hear, you know, the many different things that you address in your practice. But let's talk about products. So if you're listening, Erin's routine is available on beautyunknowns.com. You can view all of the products that she uses, descriptions, ingredients. So definitely encourage you to take a look at that kind of while you're listening as she highlights some of the things that are on there. You do use all Arbonne products. So I would love to hear why, I mean, you kind of shared with us why you chose Arbonne, but I would like to take it a step further. In telling us what is in these products that make them really work.
You know, so first of all, they're all clinically tested, which is awesome because, you know, we can get like a clean, great product that says it moisturizes your skin. You put it on and it's organic and that's wonderful, but your skin's not actually moisturized, you know? And so you're like, what the heck? I want to use this clean, great product, but it's not actually doing what it does. So they're made with all vegan ingredients, which is important to me. You know, I don't want to harm animals in the process of getting them done. Vegan certification is actually pretty challenging to get. There's, you know, different levels of cruelty-free, but vegan means that there's no animal products in the product, and there was never any animal testing at any point along the way of making the product. So at any point that the ingredient was sourced, an animal was never harmed or tested or was an ingredient used. So that was important to me. It's also completely environmentally sustainable. It also is like non-hormone disrupting. I don't think we realize how many, you know, ingredients are in common skincare products that are really disturbing women's hormones in general, especially when we look at teens and young people trying to fight acne if they're going through that, even adult acne. So I had this huge like checklist of things that I wanted. And some of them were just for me. You know, it was like environmentally sustainable. I was like, that's for me. Like vegan, I felt was really important. Gluten-free, we're 0 parts per million gluten-free in our skincare and our makeup and our nutrition. That's important for people who have any kind of allergies. They use gluten a lot as a filler. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking at this stuff back in 2012. And then when I was introduced to the Arbonne products, it was like, I'd gone through so many products that didn't have it that by the time I got to them, I was like, here's my checklist. Like it was the first thing, like, here's my checklist. Boom, 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 boom. It all checked out. I was like, okay, give me the product, you know? So then like, let's see if it really, you know, how well it works. And I fell in love with the product overnight. I mean, once I used, like I said, I've been using eye cream. I've probably tried every eye cream out there imaginable, like from the dollar, you know, not the dollar store, but from the drugstore to the department store to, you know, the really expensive stuff that it's like, you know, all over the board, I tried it. And I was looking for some specific things and I used this eye cream and the next morning I woke up and I was like, holy wow. For me, it's such an amazing product and company and mission that they have.
I'm so glad you found like this brand that really resonates with everything you're looking for. And I think that having a checklist, like, I think that's such a good idea. I mean, I think having a couple boxes, like, I want it to be this, this, and this based on my skin type and what I've learned.
You know, one of the things I do want to touch on as far as the checklist, like, I'm a Virgo, we're super organized. We have the checklist, like, we want information, you know, and so that was super important. But there's something that I didn't know when I started, and that was that the European Union eliminates over 1,400 ingredients from their skincare. And at this point, I think the FDA eliminates 11. When I first started the FDA in back in 2011, the FDA was eliminating 8 ingredients from skincare. And yay, we've gained like, you know, 2 or 3 more chemicals that the FDA won't allow. But when you start really looking into that and having your listeners Google like tallow, T-A-L-L-O-W, I think is how it's spelled, or rendering plants, like toxins that go into skincare that can be cancer causing or hormone disrupting. When we start looking at that, it's sort of like, that's the stuff you would never like, you know, pick something else up that you weren't really thinking about, knowing that it disrupted your hormones and that there were, you know, ingredients in it that were eliminated elsewhere, and like put it into your body just mindlessly every day. And often we're putting stuff like this on our skin or in our hair or makeup, you know, up to 40 times a day. You know, they're saying like babies are born with 212 more chemicals in their system than they were 30 years ago. And it's really because we're putting on our skin and in our hair, you know, in the makeup and all of that. So,
you know, I think it's this issue of moving from, you know, I'm seeing this product and it has beautiful packaging and amazing website. I love, you know, what it says it will do for me. And I think it's moving from that kind of very consumer position to like, I'm going to do research on this because this is something I am investing in, like you said, to put on every day. And I want to know exactly, you know, what is in it. So again, equipping consumers with tools to do that in a convenient way, right? Because you don't have hours to research everything that we buy.
Right.
Is so important. I'm curious, do you switch up your routine often?
I totally do. I totally do. And I was like, I was almost a little bit dreading getting into the, like the, what is your routine question? Because I'm like, oh my God, they're going to find out how spoiled I am with my routine and like how often I switch it up because I use everything, right, that I put out like at my business. You know, like in the summer, I'll use a little bit more of the brightening cream. I'll occasionally go through a cycle of using the acne products because it just makes your skin like amazingly smooth and reduces pore size. The anti-aging is like my good old standby because I know I'm going to get a result from that. Like if I'm just feeling like maybe I'm a little, you know, dehydrated that day, or, you know, I didn't wash my face the night before or something like that. Cause we do occasionally have those days. Right. And I'm one of those people, cause I've done so much to my skin at this point, that I'll combine products together, that it's like, use this product one night and then, you know, another product another night, because the whole point really is to create cellular turnover, right? We want to shed the outer layer so that we can create this new beautiful skin underneath. We can like reform the collagen fibers, reform the elastin fibers, and really strengthen the quality of the skin.
So is that mostly just based on, is it seasonal and it's kind of what you see your skin is doing at the moment? It's reactive to that?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Because, you know, in the fall, we get a little bit more dehydrated and the air starts to get a little bit drier, right? And so we have like a Biohydria line that you use sort of as a supplement to other skincare lines, which adds a little bit more moisture. So, you know, in the fall, you're not really using the same products that you would like in the spring or maybe even the summer. Sometimes in the summer, we like something a little bit lighter. But with that said, you know, am I going to ask people to invest hundreds of dollars, you know, into skincare based on the season? No, because it's fine if you use, you know, the same skincare for 6 months. But I can guarantee people, once they start to use a good quality skincare and they see the results in their skin and they know how long the products last, because they're such good quality, they're going to start to mix and match a little bit more, knowing that, you know, they have a longevity to this good quality product. And if they want to add something in, you know, every couple months or 2-3 months, they have the opportunity to, with, you know, with how the weather changes or how their activity changes.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to move on to our final portion of the podcast, we call rapid fire questions.
Oh dear. Okay.
And they're just really a fun way for our audience to get to know a few little things about you. What is your favorite way to treat your skin after a long day at work?
Ooh. Okay. So, after a long day at work, I do like to use, I have this infrared sauna blanket. I like to sit in the sauna blanket and really sweat it up. And then I'll do a collagen mask. I'll wash my face, of course, and I'll do a collagen mask. And then I like to also use this LED light on my skin. So I'll do the collagen mask. I'll take the mask off. I'll lay on the thermal blanket and I'll put the LED light in on and I'll stay in there for about 30 minutes. That's like my once a week, super indulgent, like I finished the day and now I'm going to be my own patient at my office. I'll even get on Zoom calls with that thing on. Like if I have to tune into a call, but it's like my time to do it, I'll totally tune in with my LED light on.
Speaking of masks, clay mask or sheet mask?
Typically clay mask, to be honest. I mean, the sheet mask is so easy, but the clay mask, I just love how it hardens. And then I love like leaving it on while I do stuff and then jumping in the shower, washing it off. It pulls stuff out of your skin. And I have typically kind of a little bit more oily skin. So yeah, clay mask.
What is one thing that people do not know about you from your Instagram or online presence?
I don't know. This is a tough question because I am a very pretty much transparent and open person. I don't, you know, I really like to take joy in being authentic. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, you know, what you see is what you get. I do also officiate weddings. So I went to Santorini, Greece this past summer to officiate a wedding for a good friend. You can kind of find that hidden in my Instagram story. But I'm also somebody who does not like to set an alarm, I've discovered during this whole shelter in place. So I go to bed when I'm tired and I wake up when I'm done sleeping. I don't stick to a routine or feel like I have to be up at a certain time every morning, really taking care of myself first. I mean, that's no secret, but yeah, I'm not an alarm gal.
Amazing.
Yeah. I was like, maybe that would be a secret. I'm like, it's hard to find a secret about me because I don't really have too many secrets to hide.
Okay. What is your favorite food that is good for your skin?
Ooh, that's a great question. I wouldn't say it's a favorite food, but I do love aloe vera. The juice, not like the green, you know, kind of viscous sugary stuff, but the thin, watery, pure aloe vera juice. I love to drink that with a shake or just even on its own. I think it does amazing things, you know, for your body overall.
Yeah.
From every angle. That's a good one. I mean, water obviously I think is the best thing to do for your skin, but yeah, I think aloe vera, if I were like going to have to pick one thing, I think it would be aloe vera.
That's really different.
Yep.
All right, next one. Which product in your routine do you typically splurge on? So like if someone was on a budget and they, you know, were mostly shopping at a drugstore or something, you know, what would be the product in their routine that you would suggest they invest in?
I have to go eye cream. I got to go by my standby. I mean, it's just like, I think, you know, again, the eyes are the windows to the soul. I have natural eyelashes. I know we're in the day of fake eyelashes, but you know, I like mascara and my eyelashes are my thing. You know, if I'm going to put on one piece of makeup, it's mascara. And so I just think if there's one thing you're like really going to splurge on, that area around your eye is so sensitive and delicate and absorbs so easily, you know, into your skin that, man, if you're going to splurge eye cream is my jam.
I love it. All right. So last one is, what advice do you have for our listeners who might feel lost about where to start with their kind of skincare journey? And I would also like to tack in there, that might feel lost on where to start with this healthy living mind, gut, skin connection. What's a good starting place?
You know, first of all, first and foremost, anybody who ever reaches out to me, like I will answer their questions. So if people are lost and they want to, you know, reach out one-on-one because everybody has their own things they want to address, right? We all have a why for why we begin this journey of like wanting to do skincare, you know, better skincare, better healthcare. But if somebody's at home and they're like, okay, I'm going to start today, I'd say the first step you go with is making sure you're really using a good vegan earth sustainable product, because I think that anything that is vegan based and is earth friendly, you're going to be able to do, first of all, you know, it's clean. You know, they're going to eliminate a lot more ingredients than, the other typical stuff on that's out there. And then once you start to use those products and you see a difference, that's going to start to kind of like get the momentum forward of what else you're going to look for that you want to see in your skincare products. But I really honestly think even if you're not vegan in your life and you're not plant-based, it's okay. Cause I don't think the whole world is ever going to go plant-based. There's meat eaters, you know, diehard meat eaters out there. But I think when it comes to skincare, like that is an important step that people need to take that they can definitely 100% make plant-based and be ethical in their choice about it, and then start like the revolution for themselves about why it's important to make sure they're not putting animal products on their skin.
That's beautiful. And thank you. You know, I think it's important to really commend you for sharing that you are willing to kind of connect with our listeners. Where can they find you and what content can they expect?
Okay. You can find me at wellnessinthebay.com. Shoot me an email like through that site. I'm also on Instagram at Dr. Needles, which is dr.needles. Again, anybody who reaches out there, I'm happy to get back to. And I think those are probably the two best ways.
That is perfect. And you all listening will definitely be seeing Erin on our channel. We'll be tagging her. So you don't have to look too far. She will be there and we'll be sharing more of her wisdom as we continue on. So thank you so much, Erin. Always such a pleasure to hear your story, your perspective. And we just love your authentic demeanor and, you know, you're always so real. So thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's just, I have such a great time connecting with you ladies. And it's just, like I've said, it's really an honor to be able to do this with you because there's so many people who, you know, really have questions and need some direction. And it's just, I just feel so honored to be able to help them with that.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode. If you like what you hear, share our podcast with a friend. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast if you haven't done so already. Remember, our team is here to cure your skincare confusion, so definitely check out our other content. A list of products we mentioned on today's episode can be found on our skincare routines page at beautyunknowns.com. We're also on Instagram at beautyunknowns, where we interact with followers daily. We are here for you, and we're excited you're listening and taking steps towards healthier skin. We'll talk to you soon.